You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, a psychiatrist says the rise of President Trump is a symptom of a world in distress. We'll find out why coming up.
Right now, several parts of the United States are in the grip of severe weather. There's recovery after flooding from Hurricane Harvey in Texas. Hurricane Irma is expected to hit Florida later this week, and dry conditions in the Pacific Northwest and California are leading to outbreaks of wildfire, some of which are burning out of control.
Our next guest is a meteorologist for the Weather Channel, and he specializes in how to communicate effectively during extreme weather and natural disasters. He's in Madison tonight for a public talk at 7 p.m. at the Wisconsin Institutes for Discovery.
Marshall Shepard is with us now. He's the host of Weather Geeks on the Weather Channel and a former NASA scientist and distinguished professor and director of the University of Georgia's Atmospheric Sciences Program. Marshall, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, weather-wise, it seems like it's been an incredible few weeks. First, there was Hurricane Harvey and the flooding that followed, now Hurricane Irma. And as a meteorologist and a professional communicator, what is it like for your job? What's the most important part of communication in situations like this?
Well, let me clarify. I'm actually a professor at the University of Georgia. I do host the show on the Weather Channel called Weather Geeks, and I hope your listeners do watch that. My day job is a professor at UGA, and one of the things that I focus on is that we kind of look at this notion of weather and how people consume information on weather and climate. That's one of the things I'll be talking about tonight here in Madison. We're seeing it with Hurricane Harvey. We are seeing with Hurricane Irma. One of the biggest challenges with Harvey, for example, was the fact that we had a double barrel or a 1-2 punch storm, and I think many people underestimated the rainfall because it's often difficult to message rainfall in the same way that we message tornadoes and hurricanes. I think people just inherently perceive more risk with those things than rainfall, which they have more experience with. Irma is an entirely different story and something that I'm very concerned about. It's shaping up to be perhaps a worst-case scenario for South Florida.
And you use the word message. What does that mean when we're talking about weather and extreme events like this?
Absolutely. So when you watch TV meteorologists, which is where most people get their information, there are sort of preconceived perceptions about weather information. So, for example, people generally think they understand what 30% chance of rain means, but our experience shows that most people actually don't. When we talk about hurricanes, people see the cone of uncertainty presented and think they sort of understand that that means it's going down the center of the cone and may have some error. That's not what that cone means at all. It's really a representation of uncertainty in models over a given period of time and how that conveys to this particular storm. So we have some challenges and some jargon and some tendencies within the meteorological community that don't convey well, and then human beings have their own sort of perception. So, for example, with Irma, which is shaping up to be a very significant and very scary situation in South Florida, and there are people that will still say, oh, I've seen hurricanes like this before. I've been through them before. Well, no, you haven't been through anything like Irma. No, we haven't seen anything like Hurricane Harvey before. 50 inches of rain, we haven't seen that. That was a new normal in some regards. And so trying to get people to understand that is a very difficult challenge.
And so on the one hand, you've got people who might respond to news like this by thinking, been there, done that, I've seen this before. On the other hand, it also seems like extreme weather events can cause people to slide into conspiracy theories. And we saw today on PolitiFact that PolitiFact had to rate the claim that Hurricane Irma was going to destroy New York. It's pants on fire. It's not true. But how do you deal with that part of it?
Yeah, we, again, these are very much topics that I'll be talking about tonight. So hopefully some of your listeners will come out. You know, we do have a challenge now of not only communicating basic meteorological or weather information, we also have to now sift through the noise of a lot of voices out there on Twitter and social media giving their opinion and perspective on storms, fake news stories like that. I mean, just the other day I saw an old tornado picture getting around the internet that people were saying was Hurricane Irma. It was an old tornado picture that I've seen many times. So we are in this era where people want clicks and attention and likes on their pages at the expense of fact. And so that just makes our job as meteorologists and people that are trying to convey very real threats. I mean, if your opening was spot on. In the last 3 weeks or so, we've had 50 inches of rain from Hurricane Harvey. We have one of the strongest hurricanes, Irma, that we've ever seen. San Francisco was broke a record at 106 degrees, and we have wildfires burning in the west. These are unprecedented weather events, and we need a clear message for the public on them.
Are there some ways that social media, though, makes your job easier? Because if you have information that's time-sensitive, it can spread very quickly. You can spread it, and then it can be passed around, for instance. Does that help?
That is correct. Yeah, I am a big fan of social media. You know, your listeners can follow me, actually, at @DrShepard2013 on Twitter, and I use the format quite vigorously because it particularly Twitter and Snapchat, some of the more instantaneous social media platforms, they can provide very useful warning information, ground truthing on whether there is actually a tornado on the ground in locations. I actually typically go to Twitter first when I want to know what's going on with a breaking weather story. There are some social media sites like Facebook, for example, though, that aren't very good for instantaneous information because the algorithm is delayed. Some information that gets posted on Facebook you may see 1 minute from now or 1 week from now. It's just how that particular algorithm works. So even with that, I often caution people to make sure they understand the instantaneous nature of the platform they're using, because some are actually better than others.
We're talking with Marshall Shepard right now. He's host of the Weather Geeks and director of the University of Georgia's Atmospheric Sciences Program. And Marshall, right now there is a lot of political charge around the issue of climate change, and not everybody is on the same page. How do you deal with that effectively? Is weather, you know, politicized in a way that it hasn't been before?
Well, it is. I mean, I think it's a challenge because I think that climate change is certainly a real phenomena. Humans are contributing to it, and I think there's been a difficult time in some circles communicating that broadly to the public and to policymakers. Because of that, I think there is a tendency to want to politicize extreme events like we see. Now, is there likely some influence or impact of climate change on some of the recent extreme events that we are seeing? Perhaps so. I was a co-author on a National Academy of Sciences study last year that looked at this notion of what we call attribution of extreme weather to climate change, and that report is kind of definitive on the state of that science. However, I tend to want to let some of those attribution studies play out when we talk about Irma or Hurricane Harvey. I think it's sort of disingenuous or jumping the gun to some degree to sort of link those without doing the studies to confirm them. And when we do that, I think we hurt credibility. To give you a little quick analogy here, you think about a baseball player on steroids. I probably can't say that his 300th home run was caused by steroid use, but I can probably look at his overall statistics and conclude that steroid use inflated his overall statistics. And that is how I tend to like to think about some of the extreme events we're seeing in the context of climate change.
Now, your talk tonight in Madison, it's called Zombies, Sports, and Cola. What do they mean for communicating weather and climate?
Yes.
I don't want you to give it all away, but give us a sneak preview. Do those things actually, you know, come together?
Believe it or not, if you come out to, I believe it's the Institute for Discovery, I don't even know the exact name, you can correct me, but if you come out to that tonight, I promise you that I am going to link Zombies, Sports, and Cola to a very sort of public, accessible discussion of the challenges and solutions for communicating extreme weather and climate. There are linkages. I'm a scientist, but this is a talk that I make very accessible to just the generally interested public or the science-attentive public. So I look forward to meeting the folks in Madison tonight.
And as we go through all of the weather events going on right now, the aftermath of Harvey, Irma, who is not through the hurricane there, and the wildfires, the dry conditions, what are you looking for and hoping for from weather communicators like yourself?
Well, what I really hope to see is sort of a communication clarity. In other words, I was talking today here to some of the students at the University of Wisconsin, and there's so much sort of difficulty separating signal from the noise today, the noise being different opinions, people thinking they're experts in certain topics, even though they aren't, just different voices, fake news. How do we have a sort of a clarity of the signal that's being delivered to policymakers, decision makers, and the public? For example, Hurricane Harvey. Meteorologists like myself knew for several days in advance that that was going to be a 3-4 feet event or even more, yet I still saw decision makers say they didn't know it was going to be that bad, or they didn't know it was coming when there was clearly information out there in the meteorological community that was coming. So there still seems to be a disconnect. I often see in the media at times that tornado came without warning is the headline. Well, actually, there were probably several hours to perhaps days of watcher warning or outlooks from the Storm Prediction Center on those storms. So there's a disconnect, even not amongst ourselves, but even in terms of communicating more broadly through the media and the decision makers in our society.
Marshall, thanks a lot for talking today.
Thank you so much.
Marshall Shepard is host of The Weather Geeks on the Weather Channel and director of the University of Georgia's Atmospheric Sciences Program, also a former NASA scientist. He'll be speaking at 7 o'clock tonight in Madison at the Wisconsin Institutes for Discovery.
Coming up after the news, as some people, including mental health professionals, speculate about the president's mental health, our guest psychiatrist says President Trump isn't crazy, but our society is. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network.